geniuses and super fans to everyone's favorite fun time podcast. I'm Kevin.
I'm Pete.
I'm Sean.
And we've got a special guest here today. He's got a great tooth. He's dumb. He's got a bad hair. You are missing parts of your head, man. Your hair, you might have, Joey, just shave the damn thing.
Right off the bat.
Wow. Pete, you have less hair than anybody.
Yeah, but at least I shave it. I admit it's bad.
You just got a haircut yesterday.
Right, and but look at his thing.
Pete, you have more hair on your ears than your head.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it?
There's one hair sticking out of your nose.
But anyway, we have Joey back as our guest to help us out on this show today.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Thank you for the introduction, Peter.
You're welcome.
When was the last time you guys put the show on? It's been a minute.
We put up Heroes about a week and a half ago.
It was Pete's our producer.
We were having trouble. We did 30 episodes last year, and it was getting tough to get
I
the band together every week.
Lack of production abilities.
You're going to have a lack of teeth when I punch your face in.
Oh, that's actually part of the show today.
It is actually part of the show. Kev, you came up with this idea on the fly a couple of weeks ago on the villains episode.
Yeah, it's an idea that I just threw out there called Three's a Crowd.
Three's a Crowd.
And we're going to take a look at, pick three people. We'll go around the table. And now you have to live with any character we have. There has to be three of them. You have to live with one, like your roommate. You have to live with them in a house, apartment, condo, whatever. You have to live with this person. You hang out with one for one evening.
Just chill out.
It's a one evening. You have to go out with this person one time. And the third person,
you want to beat the shit
you
out of
him. You just got to punch.
Shit.
It's like somebody, you know,
why
are
you stepping on him? Why are you stepping on him, Pete?
Because he was looking for the words.
No, I wasn't looking for the words.
Because I don't want you to say slap him. You got to beat the shit out of him.
What? No, you don't have to. It's up to you. And you can just slap him upside the head, mush their face, clothesline him. Do anything you want. Just somebody, you don't like him. You just want to smack him upside the head.
When was the last time you've ever seen anybody clothesline that wasn't a wrestling move?
About to happen about 14 seconds. You can play around.
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
F around and find out.
Yeah, Joey, why do you got to pick on the disabled, Joey? Why got to pick on the disabled?
Same thing. You're picking on the disabled.
Well, Pete,
I thought you would probably have the most fun with like physically like hitting someone. You got a lot of pent up anger.
Remember when you guys used to call it when I used to
swing?
That's
a heavy swing.
You guys used to call it the meat hook.
The weight behind that, your ass ain't getting up. That's a knockout.
There was actually one time I hit you, Joey, and you were pissed because you said how hard.
Oh, you don't have a.
I think if you try to hit somebody now, you take yourself down with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't stand up.
The balance is a little, it's not what it used to be.
You used to have like a one punch chance. Now you got nothing.
You can't even get up off a chair anymore.
No. What? Come on.
Maybe a nut shot with the meat hook. Yeah. That might hurt some. That'll put somebody down.
Joey, you could fall on top of somebody.
Joey, there was one time I saw you take a nut shot from your brother and your legs went up in the air like a donkey kicking.
Pete, we could say it's a slap ahead. You can run him over with your scooter.
I could.
All right, maybe.
Nah, I don't think
that scooter could take anything anymore.
What are you talking about?
You need a new one, dude.
It's only 2 years old.
It looks like it's 50.
With beefy.
Because you guys, when you take it apart, you just throw it in the car.
No. Yeah, I'm not taking care of that freaking thing.
You try to take it like on like all-terrain vehicle type rides. Like it's like an old lady one for the mall. You take it up and down blocks, over curbs.
I go
through the park.
I went through Argyle Park.
It's not meant for
solar power.
You need something much better.
Look that up. How much a solar-powered scooter?
There is no such thing as a solar-powered scooter.
The sun ain't going to move that big ass. Come on. He needs
what the hell?
There ain't a sun big enough.
So, all right. So, Kev, it's basically what we're doing is a version of Marry, Death, Kill.
Oh, there are solar powered scooters.
Or Marry, Screw, Kill.
Do you imagine it's a cloudy ass day? Oh. You're going down the road in a scooter like that, and you just shit out, and you can't recharge it. You're just stuck in the middle of Montauk Highway.
I'm trying to sum up what we're talking about with the show.
I already said it, but you interrupted me.
Yeah, you did interrupt them.
But basically, what I'm asking is, we're doing a different version of
I think Kevin laid it out pretty well.
Yeah, I pretty much explained it, but you might have been listening with the hair in your ears blocking your ear canal.
How much hair?
They trimmed it off.
This is just
not there anymore.
How much hair is in those earphones you got?
No, I got a haircut. See, I got a haircut.
Yeah, that's but like hair. From weeks of like it being large and falling in there.
I got no, my... he's got like acid stuff he puts in his ears and it bubbles out now.
It's not acid. It's Debrox. Debrox. It cleans your ears.
Yeah, it's some kind of.
Those ears were looking like Captain Caveman.
Well, when you got to wait 2 damn months to get an appointment with an ENT, you don't
have
to wait.
No, that's true. That is true.
2 months. I got to wait.
Wow. All right, so who wants to start?
I think you should because it was your idea.
Okay, so remember, you have to hang out with one for a night. Just go out, do whatever you want to do with them. You can explain what you guys are doing, whatever. It's up to you. Live with somebody and then just slap the other one upside the head. You got to live with them for like a year. You got to rent apartment for a year, rent
there's
the condo.
There's no timetable.
No, well, if it's a year.
Well,
no,
play into
no, because
it.
A year is a lot different than like 10 years.
At least a year. Weeks, it could be a all lifetime. All right. At least a year.
Thank you. I need clarification.
Old school, three classic characters, Luke Skywalker, Han Solo, and Chewbacca.
Pre-Force Luke.
All right.
Pre-Force?
Who's going to go first?
You have to explain your...
Skywalker,
who wants to go first?
Chewie, right?
I think Joey should as the guest.
No, let me go first.
No, Joseph
Pete's
should go first.
Steal my line from earlier from
Joey,
pre-prep.
Joey is the guest.
No, I can't because I called. I threw him out.
Oh, no, the guest goes first. Mine out the guest end. Goes first.
All right, I'll say to hang with somebody.
Yeah, one night.
This is a toughie. I would say Han because he's around. You know, he's all over the place. He's never around, right? And you know he's gonna party hard and try to get that ass. So, you know he's gonna.
He is a pirate.
He's a pirate.
He is.
What do pirates do? They go from port to port. You know what I mean? So I would definitely hang with Han because that's gonna be a wild. You might get shot. You might kill a man or an animal or some sort of being from another planet. So that's a wild night. Live with Luke or Chewie.
Well, so you gotta slap him upside down.
Yeah, gets the other
how
one
the hell do you
side.
Slap a Wookiee and I can kill him?
Yeah, that's true.
How do you slap a Jedi?
Shit.
Yeah.
He's gonna see it coming.
You painted yourself into a corner.
I mean, I'd say live with Luke because he'll probably be neat and tidy and he can move shit with his mind and keep it clean. And
move then if I got, shit with his mind.
And then I got, if I'm gonna take out Chewbacca, it's gotta be silent. He don't see me, nothing like fucking some
you're not
sort
killing
of,
him, though.
You're not killing him.
You just gotta beat him up.
You could try. You might have to try.
Yeah, you smack him in the face. Hey, there go your arms. Like, how, you know what I mean? Like,
you painted yourself into the corner here, so you're gonna have to take out Chewbacca.
I kicked Chewie in the Wookiee nuts and then run away.
That's it.
All right, Sean. I'm definitely going to live with Han because the very fact that he's a pirate and he's never there. So I'll pretty much have the place to myself, and every once in a while I'll have a cool party. I would go out with Chewie because I think that would be a wild freaking night. If you show up at a bar with a fucking Wookiee,
that's
nobody's
true.
Messing with you that night. You could do whatever you want.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
My boy Wookiee's going to rip your arms off.
Yeah.
Like, he could do whatever. He could probably drink like a champ.
Yeah, he'll carry
right?
you home. He'll carry
he's
you
huge.
Home.
Huge. Yeah, carry you home if you have a problem. So I'm definitely, he's C-3PO out of there. I'm definitely hanging with the Wookiee, and then I would attempt to attack Luke because he's not the strongest Jedi. I mean, I'd be fearful of attacking like an Emperor or a Darth Vader. But Luke, I think I'd have a solid chance of at least getting a couple of hits before he like choke strangles me or whatever he's going to do. A couple.
Pedro?
All right. With me, I got to stipulate. I'd want to hang out with Han because I agree with Joey. It's going to be a night to freaking remember.
Or not.
No.
You may not come back.
Hang out at the cantina with those
Greedo
musicians. Get to meet Jabba the Hutt. I'm partying with Han. Don't forget, Han is crazy enough that he was in love with a Wookiee, if you believe the Star Wars Christmas special.
But don't forget with Han.
The Star Wars Christmas special.
Han, though, he's the type of guy who starts shit and leaves and you get your ass kicked. That's
exactly.
The only thing I would worry about.
He stirs the pot.
I'll take my chances.
Like Peter did to me once.
Remember, Chewie's not with you.
Because he's also my favorite character from the series. So, yeah, I want to hang out with Han for a night. All right. I probably live with Chewbacca because it'd be like having your dog, but your dog can clean the house and he could bodyguard you, take care of you.
Do you think if the Wookiee doesn't want to clean, that the Wookiee's gonna clean?
Yeah, he's in charge of the house.
Yeah, he might just walk you out and say, get your ass over here and vacuum.
And then
the
you
floor.
Got his, okay, if not, then you got his family, you got his wife and his grandpa. And
there's
his
a problem
kid.
With the way you don't know where is he going to, like, is he going to shit in a litter box? Does he go outside?
Do you think that?
What if he snaps like me and Joey? Like what if he snaps and rips your fucking head off?
There was a dog run on the Millennium Falcon. Come on, he goes on a toilet.
How does it shower?
And yeah, like and his all hair everywhere.
And he's probably full of dingleberries every day. Yeah. Shit. Like he might smell horrific.
No, I'll take my chance because I want the
well,
big
like
dog.
He's like peeing, he fit right here.
I shower every freaking day.
It smells like a Wookiee in here anyway.
No, the dog. It'd be like having a big dog. And then it's got to be pre-Force Luke because when he starts whining that he wants to go to Tashi to get power converters, I just smack him and say, shut the fuck up.
We got to put a rating on this one.
Yeah.
Well, we've cursed a lot.
He gets amped up on Joey's on Peter becomes a different character.
But we all cursed a little bit here.
Yeah, I would definitely pre-Force Luke.
It's not pre-Force Luke, though.
Nope.
You have to take your chance of slapping a Jedi.
I'll take a chance in 77.
Nah, Pete, that was my pre-production. No, Pete tried to steal it. And Sean's right.
Yes,
I said pre.
I did not steal it.
Yeah. In all honesty,
I sat on that couch before and said pre. I say pre.
All right, so choose your three now.
Mine, Joey actually got me thinking here. Actually, so I think I live with Luke because I think Luke is chill. Right, yeah. He's a great bodyguard. You don't need freaking ring. Luke could see who's outside the door, but through his brain.
That's a good point, because the best bodyguard would probably be the Jedi.
I think I had a chance of whooping Han Solo's ass.
Yeah.
But
do you want to whip
his all
ass?
Three of them.
He could be a dick. I'd slap him upside his face.
We probably all have a good chance.
And I think I want to go out with Chewbacca, because do whatever the F I wanted and have him back in me up.
So you mean you want to go in there and steal like rob a place or something?
I want to act like Han Solo, because I'm a Chewbacca bodyguard. Do whatever the freak I want.
Nobody's best.
I kind of like that theory.
That's a great theory, because you're going to have the Tommy Lasseter with the Wookiee.
Nobody
Solo.
So I said nobody's messing with you when you bring a Wookiee into a bar.
I'll walk in a Vegas casino with Chewbacca, smack the pit boss inside and take all the money. What are they going to do to me?
Nothing.
I got a Wookiee. You're going to call the cops?
Start ripping arms and legs out.
Yeah,
and in all honesty, Han probably is the guy any of us could beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Han is a regular dude, so we could probably take him in a fight.
Yes, that's a great point. I like Kevin's idea. Yeah. Who the F is going to F you?
I definitely would go out with Wookiee. I agree with Cap. I would go out with a Wookiee and a heartbeat.
I think living with Luke, because Joe's like, he can clean up with his brain. Like, watch the dishes. Like,
hey, Luke, can you change the channel for me?
I think he'd be too whiny.
I do, too.
I'm telling that's why Han.
He chilled out as a Jedi.
Where's Han? I don't know. On an adventure somewhere. I'm living here.
He had the better point.
You don't need a dog. He's got a lightsaber.
Pete wanted to live with Pete's the only one who wanted to live with a Wookiee.
Because I feel like having a big dog.
And he probably doesn't need a bed, Luke. He probably like floats.
He wants a dog so bad. It's
Luke
in his subconscious.
Floats. Luke floats while he sleeps.
Yeah. Or he doesn't
or
sleep.
You float and he fucking, you know, you wake up in the middle of the air.
Pete, you wouldn't need your Nokia. You'd be like, yo, Luke, maybe go to sleep tonight. You don't need your knockout drugs.
All right, Joey, go with your three.
All right.
Three
so,
you got
that's actually pretty funny.
Let's see. I went back to a sitcom I went to. My three guys are Larry Dallas, Jack Tripper, and Ralph Furley.
Oh,
you left out Roper.
Yep. Nope.
Shit.
Furley?
Yeah, I
went Furley over Mr. Roper. I went Furley over Roper.
He actually, I think Furley had more years than the Ropers did anyway. All right, so Sean?
All right. I would probably live with Jack because he was a chef.
He cooks.
He can cook.
Nice.
He was a pretty neat guy. He's funny. I could probably get along with him pretty well. He also is a ladies' man, which is cool. So, you know, he'd maybe bring back some girls sometimes. You know, we go out, hang out. You know, it'd be cool to live with Jack. I would... This is tough because I love Furley.
Furley's great.
Furley's
freaking
great.
Furley so much. But... I think Larry Dallas was a party animal, so I think I would go out with him. I think I would go out with Larry Dallas to experience a night with him, and then I would just have to punch Furley in the face once. Just once.
Furley gets it.
Just once, because he'd do his karate thing. He'd try to, like, and I would feel bad about it. Or I'd just judo flip him. Maybe just flip him onto a couch.
Mr. Furley.
That's it. I just flip him onto a couch, and that's it.
But what if he fought back? What if he caught
you? He probably would. He could. Yeah. He
like
very well could.
Like a spider monkey kicking your ass.
He very well could. That's why I probably gently just flip him onto a couch.
All right.
Peter? Right,
for me, I'm going to live with Larry Dallas because you know he's going to be bringing home broads every night.
I think Jack.
And he's going to bring friends too. So I'm living with Larry Dallas.
But you got to remember, what kind of broads? He's right. Yeah. He's bringing on broads. He's never. Yeah, yeah, like, you know, yeah, okay, yeah. Like, he's getting the ball fly.
I'll take my chances with Larry Dallas. And Larry's got money.
That's true.
He's a single man.
Yeah, Larry's got money.
That's
so
true.
Mm-hmm. I'll figure a night with Jack Tripper because we can go out, go to a good restaurant, hang out, chill and BS. Man. Just like a regular bro night out. I'd have to punch Furley.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to punch him.
What?
What's wrong with you?
You would kill him. He's old.
Why?
It's so weird.
You know what that is? Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
You don't know what that is, do you?
Oh, my dude, no.
We have to edit this.
Google it on your phone right now. Let's just go to Kevin and edit that part out.
No, we can't.
We have to leave it. Pete, Google that on your phone.
Sucker punch.
Nah.
I meant sucker punch.
Because you don't know what it is. All right.
All right. So
you probably do.
So it would be Furley. I just want to punch him really unexpectedly, see those big Don Knotts bug eyes.
So you two are proponents.
He would do that in his defense.
I think Furley would kick Pete's ass.
All right, Kevin, what do you got?
Well, I'm not into the elder abuse. So I would definitely go out with Larry Dallas. That's a night to remember.
Yeah.
I think I would smack Jack upside his Dutch boy haircut. And no doubt, I think I'd live with Mr. Furley. You know why? Because I could borrow his clothes. That guy had the freaking best outfits.
And he was a player, too.
Yeah, he was.
He was and a player.
He's security.
But he never got laid.
So what?
He had more money than Larry Dallas, if you think about it.
Furley probably gets up, cooks a mean breakfast in the morning. And he's cool as hell.
I picture him eating like oatmeal, going for a run.
And then it's so like, again, I'm going back to the security, like Luke Skywalker. Mr. Furley knows karate.
He does know karate.
Some breaks in your little San Diego apartment, he's chopping him out, you know. He's chopping him in the throat.
All right, Joey, how are you going to finish it?
I don't know because I
Yeah.
thought I had my mind made up, but now I'm like, I really thought I had my mind made up, but I'm sitting here changing. I just can't see myself kicking Furley in the neck. I just can't see it. I roll the dice of going out with Furley.
Yeah,
you got to think of his age, right? He's got to be some sort of war veteran. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they talk about it on the show. He's into karate. He'll fight with you. He'll fight for you. And I think you could take him out like, you know, he'll help you get girls. Like,
he could talk to you.
Oh, I think Pete's brain just came out of his nose.
It's still there.
It's still there. It's
so disgusting.
On his shirt. We have an emergency, Pete. His brain. It's like his cheek.
It's like his cheek. Ew, it went in his mouth.
Kevin, what happened?
Oh my God, audience. I've never seen that amount of boogers come out of a person's face in my life.
I gotta tell you what happened.
No, I don't want to know what happened.
There was like bull snot coming out of your nose. That was gigantic.
Look, it came out of his brain. I think it was his brain.
It's on your shirt.
It's ew. Dude, it looked like his brain.
Oh my god. That was ridiculous.
Pete. Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Why did that
this
happen?
Is what, right. This is what we just lost ourselves a million views if we had a YouTube channel.
I gotta tell you what happened.
Oh, we'd be so
I was drinking water.
That wasn't water that came out your ass.
But that's I was drinking water. And I had to look up and see what this, and the second I looked it up, I was like, and I lost my shit. Oh, sorry about that.
It's okay. Do I cut this out
or do I leave this in?
I don't know. You have to listen to it.
No, I may leave it in.
Oh my God.
It's natural. It's the flow of the show. It happened.
That was awful.
So I was up to Mr. Furley, and I would go at Mr. Furley because I think he would have
That's the biggest snot I've ever seen.
And you know what? I think I live with Trippa and fuck Larry Dallas, man. Yeah. But I can't because Larry Dallas is a Marine. So how am I going to say that
he
to
is.
Larry?
He is.
You know what I mean? So it was tough. I think I hang out with Furley. You know what? I live with Larry Dallas because he'll understand me.
Larry Dallas was a Marine? I don't remember that.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know why. I remember that. So Larry Dallas I'd live with because me and him would get along because Marine, he's clean. You know, he'll keep the house clean. They don't tend not to be dirty Marines. They tend to keep a nice, sharp house. So I live with Larry Dallas. We'd have lots of fun parties every weekend. Tripper, I was going to live with Tripper until I started thinking about it, but I throat punched to Tripper right away. And I'm going out with the Furley. I'm going out with Mr. Furley. I agree with Kevin. I can't just punch an old man.
I can't hurt the old man.
All right, Sean, give me a three.
All right, I got a three for you. Doc, Marty, and Einstein.
Oh,
I'm not saying Biff because Biff is easy to beat up.
Man, that's good.
You couldn't say George. You had to put Einstein in it.
I like this because I was going to go to Back to the Future one, but this one was better than the one.
Doc, Marty, or Einstein?
Peter, you're up first.
This is tough, Pete.
Tough for Pete.
It's going to be a copy of the Chewbacca thing because I'll live with Einstein. That's going to be the easiest.
No. I got a different one.
I'm gonna live with Einstein. I want to hang out with Doc because I think that's a fascinating night, and I get to go back in the DeLorean and travel back in time and do all. Yeah, I want to hang out with because time could be forever for me. He could just keep taking me, and we can keep going to different places. I'll hang with Doc.
It's true.
I would just. Punch Marty McFly in the face. I like that stupid jacket that he wears on the second film. I just punch him. Maybe hit him with the hoverboard.
I would definitely put Marty's face in a truck full of cow shit.
I wish I would have thought of that.
I would actually go out with Einstein. Take him on a leash, walk through the dog park.
Pick up girls.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what? Doc ain't getting any chicks.
No, that's not why I'm doing it so I can keep my day going.
I would live with Doc Brown because I think my house would look like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yeah.
Crazy conventions in Pee Wee's house.
I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. There'd be crazy inventions going on.
Great
and you get the DeLorean.
Great.
And you still
points.
Can travel back.
Yes, yeah, so I got it. Yeah. Whoa. Shit.
You can get.
I walk Einstein or take him out for one night, punch, throw Marty into the cow manure, and then I. Live with Doc.
Okay.
All right.
Joey?
I think I'd boot that shaggy ass mutt across the
wall. That's what I was going to say.
How do you boot the dog?
Joey, your hanky's wrecked over here.
Just put it in the wash. So I kicked that Felipe across the lawn. I think I'd live with Doc Einstein because, again, his house would be awesome. Yeah. A lot to learn. You know, you can learn every day you're with the guy, you're going to learn something from some genius maniac. But he is a very introverted weirdo.
You know
what I mean? So would he be so effing weird that...
He might be out a lot.
You might wake up in 2000 BC.
Drop your ass off, drug hypnol, and put you in a weird dude. Mm-hmm. So there's always the risk, but it's the risk of the adventure. Is that the fun?
Okay.
You know? And then... Marty, he's a rock and roll guy.
That's true.
He's a rock and roll guy. They don't show him partying too much because he's a teenager.
He skateboards and stuff.
Skateboards, he hangs out, he drinks with mom in the car. I think Marty would be, if you get Marty out, rock star, he'd be all right.
So he's the night out.
I'd hang with Marty for a night, rock and rolling.
All right, Sean?
I kick Doc Brown directly in the chest
because
he is a weirdo, and he's an unpredictable weirdo who just does freaky. He got plutonium from terrorists and thought it was a good idea.
That's true.
Like, yeah. I mean,
introverted maniac.
Yeah, Doc could be done. I would live with Einstein because he's a dog, and I can definitely hang with dogs. And I'd hang out with Marty one night because Joey's right. I think Marty is like his rock and roll guy. He's kind of cool. So I think that would be my three.
All right.
Yeah, Pete, did you throw anybody?
No, my turn. I'm first. You were first.
Yeah, then I went twice.
No, you didn't.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Here's one for me.
Pete's up there.
I'll do this one for Kevin. Balboa, Rambo, Tango.
Live it, Rocky. This is cool.
That's just a simple way, huh?
Punch Tango, hang out with Rambo for a night. Easy.
Wow.
Easy.
That was pretty quick.
Easy.
Yeah.
Punch Tango in the face.
Let's see. I'd say
and go out Rambo.
Well, Rocky. I don't want to hear a lot of Rocky.
Because one, you can't.
Rocky.
My only lesson, you can't really punch Rambo because he might kill you. And Rocky's a professional fighter. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's what I'm wheeling my wheelhouse.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
You could train with Rocky and shit.
And Rocky would be cool, man, to live with.
Rocky would be cool. But what is it, Rocky 1? Because I ain't living in that Rocky. Shit shack with him.
Could be any form of Rocky.
Rocky 4, I'm living in the mansion for sure.
Could be any form of Rocky you want.
That's cool.
Rocky 3.
He's pouring 5 again, but then he's okay, you know? So.
Rocky's pretty
can't
chill.
You can't live with Rambo. Who the hell knows what Rambo's doing?
He'll kill you in your sleep.
I'd say you can't really hang out with Rambo.
Oh. Yeah, one night.
One night you go out and I'm like, you're going to jail. Like, absolutely going to jail.
Or killing a freaking army.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Or you're helping him kill somebody in some farm. Like,
killing some Mexicans.
Or something. Or, you know, you're in the middle of back in Laos. You know, no, the riverboat in Laos or wherever he is.
Well, you got to come up with your three, so pick your three.
All right, I'd say I'd live with Tango because he's super neat, clean, police officer, respectable.
Stole my thunder.
I would. I would live with Tango. I say Rocky's probably not that fun to go out with. You know, I think about what's the conversation. I mean, actually, that's not true. I could talk fights with him all night, actually. Yeah.
You can't go ice skating with him.
Yeah, that's true. I say live with Rocky and just kick how to take out Rambo.
Oh,
all right. Sean. Yeah.
I would absolutely live with Rambo. He's loyal to a fault. So you know if you live with him, he's going to be your boy, and that's the guy you want to be your boy. He'd have traps set up for people trying to break in, security out the butt. To have Rambo as your friend is a great thing.
I'm sleeping easy with Rambo.
Yep. I would punch Tango directly in the square in the face like Kevin because he was like, yeah, he's Tango. And I would go out with Rocky because I could talk fights with Rocky. You get in a ball fight, he's going to drop somebody. I'd go out with him at the height of his popularity when he had a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because he's spending all the money.
And Paulie might show up, too.
Paulie could show up. Yeah, exactly.
Paulie
you never
Panino.
Know, Apollo could come out of nowhere. It'd be great.
Paulie Panino.
All right. I'm gonna live with Rambo because I can watch TV and I know he ain't gonna bother me to put something on. I can just watch whatever the hell I want. And Sean's right. You know your house is secure. Ain't nobody coming in for you.
You don't need a dog, Rambo.
Nope. I think I'd like to hang out with Tango for the night so I could just try to date his sister for one night. Terry Hatcher. And I think I'll take Creed 1 Stallone when he's having his treatments. And that'd be my shot to take a punch at Balboa.
He's going through chemotherapy?
Yeah, that'd be my one shot to be able to take a punch at Balboa.
You would punch a guy going through chemo?
I have to pick a point where I know I could beat him, right?
No, you don't got
to
beat him.
Oh, I don't have to beat him. I can take a free punch.
Yeah,
no,
try.
All right. Yeah, Rocky,
man, your brain went weird.
Rocky 4. Balboa.
You went to a weird spot, Pete. Holy
his brains just fell out of his nose.
Rocky, yeah, it's true.
Rocky IV Balboa.
Medulla oblongata came at you.
Rocky IV Balboa.
This is in the same vein of fighters. Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, and Drago.
I had that same exact three.
We'll cross it off.
Apollo Creed, I got a bunch.
Clubber, Drago.
That is not tough. Easy.
I had a Rocky one too, but it seems to be too much Rocky. So I'm going to say live with Apollo, Clubber,
Drago.
Live with Apollo.
Yeah.
Why are you living with Apollo?
Dude, multi-millionaire, beautiful home, everything else. And it's Apollo Creed. You could talk to him all. Listen, you live with him, you talk to him about fights all day, all night. You're training with him too. Hell yeah, I'm living with Apollo. Damn.
Yeah,
I got to say, hang with Clubber and punch Drago in the dick.
All right, Sean.
I agree with Joey. I would live with Apollo in a heartbeat. The guy knew how to live, sharp. Like Joey's right. You're training with him. You're hanging with him. Apollo all day. I would definitely punch Drago in the face.
Yeah. I think we're all going to.
Yeah, and I would hang with Clubber for one night because you know that he was a badass. Yeah, walk into a ball with Clubber. Oof. Nobody messing with you, man. Yep.
Good time at the ball with Clubber Lang.
I think I'm the same way. I'm hanging with Apollo. Because that
you're gonna hang with Apollo. Hang.
No, I'm gonna live with Apollo. I'm sorry.
Live with Apollo. Yeah.
I'm gonna live because I got that big ass mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I got that big ass mansion with that big pool and those dogs. Living with Apollo. Hanging with Clubber. No, I'm hanging with Drago.
Hang with Drago.
I'm gonna hang with Drago for a night because you're gonna go into some crazy Russian bars. And you know you're going to be able to get any woman you want for the night over there.
But your brain is so small, you couldn't talk to Drago.
I'm hanging with Drago for the night.
Dude, Clubber Lang going to rip you. He ripped your head off.
You're going to punch
Clubber. At least I could think I could kind of move with Drago. I'm going to
hit Clubber Lang in that stone head. That big blockhead hit him right in the side.
Big head. What? You need a weapon. Something, a hammer, a ball peen hammer, baseball bat. You need something.
How about like a horseshoe?
Out of all three of those fighters, the one guy I wouldn't want to hit is him because he had one hit power.
Yeah.
You put a horseshoe right in your boxing glove?
What, you hit him with a boxing glove? What are you, in the ring with him? you put a boxing glove on?
He's training with Apollo.
I think you got to hit him with a boxing glove. So that's my three. Kevin?
I went into this one with like, I'm getting the crap kicked out of me by all three of them.
So that's the way you got to. Yeah.
So I looked at, I would hang with Apollo because, you know, he'd be in a lot of people, a lot of celebrities out that
Bring
night.
Bring Tony.
I would probably take the swing at Clubber. And I think I'd live with Drago. I think he's very neat, orderly. You'd have
very Russian.
Very Russian.
Yeah, yeah.
He'd have you up every day, like Joey said. You're training every day with Drago. You probably get the greatest steroids money can buy, hooking you up. So I'd live with Drago.
All right, and make some good points.
Joseph?
Joey, you're up.
All right, let's see. I got a couple of good ones. Let me see what I'm going to do here.
Just pick one. You got time.
I'm going to take it back to the original trio, Mo, Larry, Curly.
I had that on my list.
Okay, I'm going to be quick.
No. You can't say it.
I don't go yet. Okay, I got overexcited. I apologize.
I'm definitely... I'm living with Curly. I'm living with Curly because Curly makes me laugh every day. Mo's a pain in the ass and you know it.
Yeah,
so I'm punching Mo right in the guts and dropping him hard. I'm going out with Larry one night because Larry probably was a maniac.
All right, I'm going partially different. I'm living with Larry because it's just like living with your grandpa, probably, basically. So I'm living with Larry. I am punching Mo in that bowl haircut, sending his head spinning, because he was the most obnoxious. And I think you go out with Curly for a night, it's going to be insane.
Rubbing his face.
Yeah.
Sliding down the ball, face like, first in the drinks.
Like charging into people, snorting, and like running into things with his head. I'm going out with Curly.
Does Shemp count?
No, he's in Larry Curly.
I'm with Pete. I do exactly what Pete would do. I think living with Larry would be chill. Like he's like a grandpa. He doesn't turn the TV on and give him his like chicken noodle soup. And he's
chicken
happy.
Noodle soup.
Curly, awesome time. And Mo is just a pain in the ass. I'd like to smack him upside that bowl head.
I think you all agree on Mo. Like,
how about the fact that in real life, Mo and Curly were brothers?
Yeah. It's crazy, right?
And Shemp.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they all look like
brother-in-law or something.
No, they were all Larry.
Wasn't he related somehow? Like,
was Larry in it?
Something. I think Larry might have been related to them somehow.
I love watching the Stooges. So,
Stooges are hilarious.
What would you do, Jim?
Definitely this Mo. I would just concrete boots in the water.
I think that's been like the only universal. That's been the first universal.
I said I go out with Curly. I'd live with Curly.
No, but you said you punch Mo.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the first universal that we all said we'd punch Mo. All
right, so Mo's getting taken out real quick by everybody.
Yeah,
Mo. Live with Larry or live with Curly?
I think live with Curly would be great. This is a nut. I think every day we left.
Yeah, but I think it would just get on your nerves after a while.
Maybe
because I don't think it'd
be like living with a man child.
Like he'd be like, imagine like waking up for breakfast and this maniac is trying to eat, bro. Sean, this is rubbing his face and trying to poke your eyeballs. Like, all right, enough, Curly.
Sit down and eat.
whoop.
I'm saying, all right, that's what I'm saying to you. I'll say I'll live with Larry because Larry seems like he's probably been eating okay. He's sort of ridiculous. Go out with Curly. You're having a blast with Curly.
You know Curly doesn't clean up after the bathroom.
Yeah, no, that's,
and you know you've got a bunch of girls. Oh, he's so cute. Yeah. And go out with Curly.
Yeah, then he pokes them in the eyeballs and they run away crying.
Yeah. Look at you. All right, Sean, you're three.
All right, I had inspiration from Pete's Wizard of Oz thing, but I'm not going to say it.
What?
So I'm going to go with... No, you know what? Yeah, the Tin Man, the Lion, or the Scarecrow.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Right, the Peter.
They all have personality issues.
Right? All misses something all have, big.
Yeah, so you got to take that into account.
I think I'm living with the Tin Man.
This is going to be great.
I think I'm living with the Tin Man because if I got a fireplace and go out and get the wood, and I just think he would be really chilled out. I'm living with the Tin Man.
All right.
I'm going out with the Cowardly Lion.
All right.
I'm going out with the Cowardly Lion because the girls would all, oh, look at him. He's so big. He's furry. He's cute.
He's a fucking lion.
He's a lion, dude.
But he's a Cowardly Lion. Oh, you know, the girls will love that. I'm going out with the Cowardly Lion. And as much as I'd hate to do it to him, I'm punching that straw man. Knock the hat right off.
I'm thinking, I was originally going
to
say.
And he doesn't have a brain, so it's easy to hit the head.
I was going to actually originally say. Like punch the Cowardly Lion because you know he'd be flinching. Like,
you know he's not hitting you back.
Yeah, no. So prop, but then I'm like, oh, God, this is hard. I was gonna say live with the Scarecrow, but he probably smells like the barn.
Yeah, yeah. So the cash always stinking.
Yeah. So I probably, I think I'd live with the Tin Man. I think I would go out with the Scarecrow. Because I think people would be freaked out by him.
You want to freak people out.
Yeah, and I would definitely go two. I wouldn't even hit the Carolina, just do two for flinching before they stand by
just
me.
Just like a little.
Yeah, so live with the Tin Man. I agree with you on that. Hang out with the Scarecrow and two for flinching with the Cowardly Lion.
I'd go out with the Scarecrow because he's a brainless nut job and you could convince him to do fucking anything.
Can't he move like his legs behind his head?
Yeah, he can do crazy stuff.
Set him on fire.
Right, and one of the only his fears is fire, you know, which is a natural fear for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm saying I'm going out with the brainless Scarecrow. I don't want to live with a Cowardly Lion. I don't want to go to the ball of the coward because he's never going to talk to the girls. He's just going to sit down and be super bashful and scare the girls.
That's
girl.
No, you're the lead though.
Yeah, but you need a good
he's
wingman.
He's not a good wingman.
You need a good
Tin
wingman.
Man's probably a better wingman.
He's better wingman. I'm saying I live with, maybe I go out with the Tin Man because the Tin Man, he's got a, he could drink all night. He's, you know what
and
I mean?
He's got a heart.
And he's got a heart. He's got a heart.
Yeah.
And then, and he's got an axe. And he's made of tin. So I'm going to go out with the Tin Man, and then I live with the Lion, although he might shit gigantic. I guess I'll live with the Lion.
All right, Sean.
I would... living with the Tin Man would be tough because he's noisy. You know, like, every time he moves...
It rains.
If it rains, you're screwed. So I think I'm going out with the Tin Man. I think the Tin Man would definitely draw attention, and he probably had some good stories. When he was a lumberjack.
Some
oh, and he probably can't shower. He must stink.
Smells like oil.
Yeah. Like, I would definitely go out with the Tin Man. I think I would live with the Scarecrow. Because to me, he seems like, even though he's sloppy, he's like kind of like a neat guy.
You got straw all over your house.
I know, but I would deal with that because I agree with Joey. I can't live with this. Too many the line's unpredictable. Yeah, you don't know what he's about, and you could definitely drop him. Because he's not fighting back.
Yeah.
So I would, I would go out with the Tin Man. I would live with the Scarecrow, and I'd hit the Lion. Maybe not hit him, like Kevin said. Maybe just make him flinch.
Two for flinching.
Yeah.
All right. Seagal, Van Damme, Norris.
But they're real people.
You can make real people. There's no rules. It had to be characters.
They are real people. No, now we have to judge them on who they...
Oh, yeah, like that.
Come up with that carrot.
I actually wrote the same ones down and crossed them out because I was like, they're all
they're real people.
You want me to pick their particular characters?
Yeah, pick a character. Yeah.
I picked like a certain right. actors with the yeah. different characters.
Nino from Out for Justice.
Punch.
Oh, wait.
Right away.
That, you know what?
Right away.
Right away to the sink.
He's a dick. Go, Pete.
He's a loud man. I'll change this up.
Kevin's right. We're all going to pick Punch and him.
Yeah.
And Nico, that's the first one because I was going to write down. That was the movie I was going to bring up. Alfred Edison. So I was going to Nico.
Because I kind of felt like, oh, we can't put real people on.
Yeah,
I
know. Greg, Peter, Bobby.
Oh, you stole that from me, man. He stole my next one, Pete.
You want to save it?
No, you let it out of the bag.
I'll give you one off the list.
No, 100% go out with Greg. Because he's a rock star. What was his name? Johnny Bravo?
Oh, nice.
I go Greg as Johnny Bravo.
Yeah. Wow.
Oof, he was popular.
I live with Bobby and smack Peter upside the nose with that high-pitched voice.
Wait, Peter you'd smack upside the nose?
Yeah.
Who's the youngest one?
Bobby. With the big old teeth.
Bobby.
I live with Bobby.
You live with Bobby?
Yeah, he was like, that room was cool. He kept it neat, like...
I think I.
Bobby was a quiet kid. You know,
I think I kicked Bobby across the room. And then I think.
Peter had those weird eyebrows, though. They freaked me out.
He does those weird eyebrows, Peter. I'd probably go out with Greg, same reasons. Like, he's a party guy, rock star type.
Cool as hell.
Cool as
Greg
hell.
Is cool, yeah.
Go out with Johnny
cool
Bravo.
Yeah. Yes. Greg was cool.
Cool as hell.
Surfs.
I'm already kicking Bobby across the room, so I guess I live with Peter. I think he'd be not middle. He doesn't have middle child syndrome too bad, you know. So okay. I think he'd be all right with Peter.
I think I'm like Joey, probably. No, you know what? I would kick the crap out of Greg. His arrogant old brother ass.
I love Greg.
I would beat him. Nah, he's all arrogant, living in the attic by himself, thinking he's better than everybody else with his disco ball and his beads.
He overshadowed his younger brothers.
Yeah, like, I had to put him back in his place for Bobby and Peter.
I like him.
And then I probably go out with Peter because whatever. And like Kevin said, like live with Bobby because he's what's Bobby
yeah,
going to do?
Bobby was like you know, a cool
kid. Yeah, he's just a cool kid.
Quiet. Did his thing.
All right. Here's mine. I'm living with Greg because I could borrow his cool clothes like that Nehru jacket that he wears. Like that Nehru jacket that he wears and stuff. And, you know, he's always going to have the chicks coming over the house. Yeah, and he's got the
You've
car.
You've said it like 10 times.
Everybody you want to do.
You want to pick up their sloppy seconds. So that's like a theme with you.
Well, no, because I'm trying to think, you know, living the bachelor style, what it would be. So, yeah, I'm living with Greg. Peter, I'll just go out with for the night, go to the movies, go get my namesake, Peter and Peter. We go out for the night and hang out. And then I'm getting in that bottom bunk bed and kicking Bobby sky high at the ceiling.
Bottom bunk bed.
Yeah, kicking Bobby sky high at that ceiling. No, that's my three.
Then I think Greg might kick out quick because I bet you he would get married real fast, Greg.
You think
yeah.
he'd get married?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd leave you high and dry.
And you think he'd throw me out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you get a year. It's got to be a year.
All right.
I got Napoleon Dynamite, Uncle Rico, or Kip.
Oh, so hard.
Yeah. Oh, Kip. Joey had it too. I left Pedro off because it's too obvious. I threw Kip in there.
Who's Kip? The friend?
The brother. His brother.
Kip's the brother. What's his girlfriend's name?
LaFonda.
LaFonda.
All right. So I'm definitely going to live with Kip. I'm living with Kip and LaFonda. She takes care of Kip. She's very caring. Love
that don't mean she'll take care of you, though.
Yeah. She might throw your ass out.
Oh, shit.
She loves
Kip. LaFonda.
You great tooth, mother. Yeah, she'd probably throw you out.
I think LaFonda would kick.
Oh, LaFonda seemed nice, though. Yeah,
she seemed sweet.
She did.
She accepted okay. Kip.
All right, so
honestly, I'm going to look Kip and LaFonda. I'm going out with Uncle Rico and Napoleon has stupid head. You know, I'm knocking them glasses all over. I mean, this stupid face.
What a bully.
Eat the food, Tina. I mean, come on, with this stupid face.
Pete's thinking this is hard for Peter.
All right.
He has the wheels of time.
Oh, God. I'll probably live with Napoleon. Because all in all, he was kind of like neat, like a neat, like geeky guy. Probably just chill out. Probably like same TV shows.
Yeah, he probably
talk about comics. You know what I mean? Like, I'd probably live with Napoleon.
Look at Iron Man, Sean.
Yeah. I think Napoleon and me would get along. I would. I'd go out with Kip. Because I think Kip, yeah, Kip looked at the end of that movie, he turned into kind of like the cool guy. So I go out with him and I would try to jack Uncle Rico up, but I think it'd be a fight.
Uncle Rico
could throw.
He's biting your earlobe.
Yeah.
Uncle Rico's dirty.
I'd take that fight though, because I don't want to hit Kip and Napoleon.
That's
true.
You know?
Have you seen my video?
I think I live with Kip and LaFonda.
LaFonda.
I think I live with Kip and LaFonda. I think I'd probably want to go out for the night with Napoleon, because once he starts breaking into that dance in the club, it would be hilarious to watch. So I'm going out with Napoleon, and I'm just punching Uncle Rico in his obnoxious side of the head.
Poor Uncle Rico.
Yeah, I think I have to swing on Uncle Rico. Just because Kip and Napoleon, like, sweet people.
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
Like, I can't take off his...
I identify with Kip the most probably in that movie anyway, so...
Yeah, you probably... You look like him, too.
Wow.
Because I couldn't, like, take... Like, if I was going to smack Napoleon, I have to take off one of those stupid winter boots and crack him. Like, what are you wearing? It's 90 degrees out. But I couldn't do that sweet, so I'd have to swing on Uncle Rico. I think I lean towards chilling with Kip for a night, because I think he's cool. He's got rap, he had a good time with Kip, and living with Napoleon.
All right. Yeah. If Pedro was in that mix, what would you have done with Pedro?
Who are you taking out?
You're taking out Kip.
I'm probably swapping Pedro for Uncle Rico.
Okay, so
yeah.
Swap Pedro for Uncle Rico.
Again, it's like a kid. Like, it's hard to hit a kid like Pedro or Kip.
I think I'd live with Pedro, because you know he's going to be nice and quiet. And
I think Napoleon is too. Yeah. If you like,
I think Napoleon would be easy.
But I think Napoleon would sit in his room on his computer,
chilling out.
He'd probably
come up with some funny shit. Yeah. You know, Napoleon could be funny, man. Yeah. Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like dry sense of humor type thing.
All right, Joseph.
All right. So I went Swayze character.
Ooh, all right.
So I got Point Break Swayze's Bodie. Boda Zaffa.
Bodie.
I got Dirty Dancing, Johnny Castle. And Red Dawn, Jed Eckert.
Oof.
This is hard.
No, I got it already. Sean goes first.
Because you hit all three of those. I'm hanging out with Bodie, period.
Nice.
Bodie. Everybody knows Bodie. I don't have to get into it. He probably be... Actually, what was it? It was Bodie?
Johnny Castle.
Johnny Castle from Dirty Dancing. Oof. And Jed Eckert from Red Dawn.
You know what? Change that. I'm living with Bodie, because he lives on the beach. He lives a chill life. I'm living with Bodie. Mm-hmm. I'm hanging with Jed. And Dirty Dance is getting...
taken out.
Like, ballet kicked.
Nice.
Or whatever I can do to him. But Bodie would seem like a really cool guy to live with at that point, because given those, I don't want to live with Jed, because I don't want to live in a post-apocalyptic invasion America. So I'd hang out with him for one night, because it'd be interesting. You know, you're running around in the woods with the Wolverines just for one night, though. Like, I couldn't live like that. But Bodie lives on a beach, right?
Lives on a beach.
Chills out every day, drinks, bonfires, surfing.
Robbing banks.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's my choice.
You kind of stole everything that that's exactly what I would do. I would live with Bodie. He's not going to be home half the time. He's going to be out surfing and traveling. Dude. He's robbing banks so he could afford to keep money into the house. So I'm living with Bodie. I think it was his character Jake in
Johnny Castle.
No, Jed. In Red Dawn. Jed.
Jed.
I would definitely hang out with Jed for the night. You know, because it's just like hanging out with a good old boy from high school. So I'm hanging out with
you
Jed.
You went to high school with good old boys?
No, but just like hanging out with a good old boy in the high school days.
It's the Lindenhurst.
You'd be living in a wood. You'd be living in the woods, freezing to death, trying to survive.
I said hang out for a night?
Okay. No, but it wouldn't be like living like fun. It'd be a rough night.
You're talking about hanging out with the character.
You're going to be sitting in the back pickup drinking beer all night?
I thought this was about the movie.
No.
Oh, well, that's the way I looked at it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're telling me I gotta be
Wait a minute, you're telling me
I gotta go hang out and fight with Marines for a night?
No, you'll probably be sitting in the woods around a fire eating deer meat,
drinking beer,
and talking about your next mission.
Both, because I was thinking I was going out to the ball with Jed Eckert.
Yeah, you are.
That's what I thought I was doing.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you're going to ball with Jed Eckert. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, just take it from your own. Yeah.
And then I just took one of those old lady Catskill purses and hit Patrick Swayze in the side with the ribcage. With the old lady's purses, one of those big purses from the Catskill.
85-pound purse.
Just walk by him and just boom.
Yeah, see, boom.
I got this all figured out.
All right, go ahead.
I would hang out with Bodie for a night, because I think living with that guy would just be so freaky. You have people coming over at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep.
Oh, good point.
I would hang out with Johnny Castle for the night. I'm surprised you didn't, Peter, because you've been panning for girls all this whole time.
Well, I'm trying to change it up a little bit because I keep saying the same thing.
Because if you want to go out dancing with somebody instead of Napoleon Dynamite, you go out dancing with Johnny Castle.
I didn't say I wanted to dance. I wanted to laugh at his dance is what I said.
Okay, you can laugh. I'll dance with Johnny Castle, show me some moves up in the Catskills there. And I'd probably swing on Jed Eckert because, again.
I like it when he puts a swing on him.
I'll knuckle up with Jed because I think, Jed, you can maybe... Sometimes he's a little all bark, no bite. I think he was a little hesitant sometimes, Jed, right?
He tried these 11
hours. He tried to be a leader.
He couldn't kill the guy, right?
He did hesitate.
He's having leadership issues.
He's got a little slip. You might be a slip of Jed.
He's only a 19-year-old kid.
Right, you might be a slip of Jed, Bob. You might be able to catch him sleeping.
Get up in the tank and piss.
Yeah.
That's not at the tank.
It's a pickup truck.
Get up in there and piss.
Yeah, so that would be my idea. I'd go out with Brody, hang out with Johnny Cas. No, what'd I say?
You wouldn't live with Bodie. You go out with Bodie.
You hang out with
Bodie. Hang out with Bodie, live with Johnny Castle, and swing on Jed.
All right, Sean.
Knuckle up with Jed.
Oh, no, Joey.
No, Joey just did
that. That was me. That was me.
But he didn't say what he would do.
Oh, you're right. Man. Bodie's awesome, but living with Bodie,
I'm telling you, man, it's like the Lost Boys.
It's
like people in your house all freaking night with that guy, like a crack house.
But I guess if you're living with Bodie, you're up in that lifestyle. Yeah, are you a dead president, though? Are you a dead president?
You would probably be a candidate to be a dead president.
So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I mean, that's fucking Robin Banks killing people.
Killed Gary Busey.
He might not have to do it, though. He might be like, all right, man, if you don't want in, just chill in the house.
He probably would be that kind of guy.
Yeah.
I love all three of these characters.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't love Johnny Castle.
It was very easy to say I would kick him.
I think I go out with Bodie for one night and see what happens. And shit, if I wind up like, this is awesome, I want to live this lifestyle, I'd move in.
Yeah.
But I want to test the waters first, you know, to make sure this is not too much.
And don't forget, Johnny Castle's gone the whole summer.
It would have been so much better if you would have put Dalton in there instead of Johnny Castle.
Dalton out for Brody.
Dalton, Brody, or Jed, that's actually really hard.
That's my first one. I had Johnny Castle. Dalton,
I think I would live with.
Yeah.
Live with Dalton?
Absolutely.
No, he's up late all the time, coming home early. Like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's a party like.
Love
that ass in the sun. No,
Joey, come on, let me give you three.
All right. So both of them hanging out with Eckert I'd live with because if shit really does go down.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's building fires and hunting and then he's a survivor.
That's true.
If it went all downhill, I'm with Eckert. And Johnny Castle, again, drop kicking him into the pool.
Yeah,
he's got a nice kick though.
Back to the pool, dancing.
All right, I'm gonna go with. All right, since Joey went with three of those, I'm gonna go with. I don't have a list, so I'm gonna go with Snake Plissken.
Oh, the snake!
I'm gonna go with Snake Plissken. We'll do, what's his, MacReady?
MacReady from the thing.
And I need another Kurt Russell.
Jack Burton.
All right, yeah. Let's go MacReady, Burton, Plissken.
That's easy.
I don't know if that's that easy.
People. It is. It is easy.
Those are three tough fights. I mean, if you're gonna get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
You're gonna get hurt. It's how bad do you want to get hurt?
I don't think you get hurt fighting Jack Burton, but I think I
what?
Joey
just peaked.
Whoa.
No, let him make his choice.
Wow. That's all I got, like a horse.
Actually, this is not easy.
This might be the toughest.
I think I'd hang out with Snake Plissken for the night.
Mm. Okay.
Because I think there's a... I can't explain it. I'd hang out with Snake Plissken for the night.
There's an element of danger with Snake.
That's it. That's it. I'd hang out with Snake for the night.
He's got one eye.
This is
so hard. I can't say that I would live with Jack Burton because we've said this 100 times. He's on the road half the time.
Yeah, all the time.
So I can't say that.
You could travel in the truck with him, though.
Yes,
that would be living with him, basically.
No.
Rumors of
a sequel. No, you go on the adventures.
Rumors of a sequel. Yeah. Rumors of a sequel.
No.
If you live with MacReady, you're in trouble.
I couldn't live with MacReady because I'd be afraid he'd be the thing.
You'd be okay, in that adventure.
So I'm living with Jack Burton.
All right, on the truck.
Okay.
And burritos.
And I'm taking that.
He would love it. He loves
love
to travel.
He would love it. He
that now.
I'm living with Jack Burton, and then I'm taking a flamethrower and knocking MacReady's legs out from under him.
Oof. He'd burn him. I'm with Pete. I agree. I'd go out with Snake. Live with Burton, because Burton's kind of a cool dude. I could definitely live with Burton. And MacReady, I'd try to do something to him. Maybe try to, like, bulldog him from the member bond. It's like DDT.
Shoot, man. I mean, MacReady, you can't have him anywhere.
He could be the thing.
You can't go out with him.
Can't live with him. I gotta take him. He's gotta get him. He's gotta go.
The thing starts spawning inside the bar.
Right. Yeah. He's gotta go. So MacReady's he's a goner. Like, I'm talking goner. Like, flamethrower, lava pit, whatever it has to be. He's gone. I you know what? I'm going to agree with you guys. I think I live with Burton because he's full of adventure and it's cool stuff. And Plissken and Yukawa, because hell, that's a wild night. Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's, this guy could turn into anything.
Yeah,
and he's got one eye.
Okay.
I think that I would definitely, MacReady's the one you want to fight, because if he is a thing, you're doomed. If he's not, you know, you don't want to be around him. I would probably hang out with Burton. Because I think his night out, the one night out with him would be tremendous.
Mm, it would.
It would be insane. Burton seems like a guy, if you go out with him, you're gambling in some freaking kitchen somewhere by the end of the night, like not knowing what's going on. Like, it's just a crazy night with Burton.
You're in dumplings and playing in Fantan.
Yeah, it's just wherever you are. Yeah, it's nuts. And then I think I'd live with Snake Plissken because he probably has a ton of stories. Again, he's probably on some adventure somewhere some of the time.
Yeah, it's true.
And nobody is going to come after Snake Plissken.
Yeah, they know it's Snake Plissken, residence. They're not coming.
Yeah, and I might get to wear a patch.
Oh, which would be cool.
All right. On the other eye, actually.
Sure. Why not?
Fozzie, Swedish Chef, and Gonzo.
Easy. Oh, easy peasy.
Oh, really?
Easy. Living with the Swedish Chef because he can cook.
He's hanging
out with Fozzie. And
Joey goes, he's a mess.
And who was the other one?
Gonzo.
Gone punching Gonzo. Easily. Swedish fish cook, Swedish chef cooks.
I mean,
Fozzie definitely going out with Fozzie.
I think I'm going out with Gonzo.
I couldn't hit Fozzie.
It's a conversation starter right away. The guy goes, if you walk on a rubber chicken, what else are you willing to get into?
Yeah.
You know, like, you might be jumping off the fucking roof of a building at some point with Gonzo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nuts.
So you got Gonzo. You got, let's see, Gonzo.
Bert.
Yeah, I'm definitely hanging with Gonzo. I may... Fozzie's a bear, hard to live with. He's a bad comic, bad jokes, doesn't shut up. Like, he's worse than me. He'll talk your ear off.
I couldn't hit him, though.
I find it difficult to punch Fozzie, though.
I know.
But I say, you know what? I'm taking Fozzie, knee to the belly. And
knee to the belly.
Then I'm going to live with Swedish Chef because he's he's funny. And
cooks.
He's a mess, though.
He's a wreck.
You gotta be willing to live with a mess. You know what? F that. I'm living with Fozzie, taking out the chef.
Oh, man.
I gotta take out the Swedish. He's too much of a mess.
I agree with Joey 100%. I'm going out with Gonzo because the guy shoots himself out of a cannon.
Yeah.
So who the hell knows what you're gonna run into that night? He's a maniac. He's a maniac. So I'm definitely going out with him. I am living with Fozzie because I cannot live with the Swedish Chef. I'm punching that chef right in the foot, right in the grill,
just
right in the face,
just filthy,
right in the teeth,
Pete.
Filthy.
I'm changing.
Just fill your kitchen's a wreck.
Eggshells everywhere.
I'm changing this all around. I'm living with Gonzo because Gonzo's the guy who goes around and cleans the house and he does take care of the
clean. He's got breaking up holes in sheetrock.
He's the guy. He's like almost like the janitor.
He's like erotic almost. I'm erotic because he's a cleaner. He might be Gonzo.
Yeah, I'm living with.
Doesn't he wear a tie a lot too?
Yeah, I'm living with Gonzo. Because the Swedish chef can't cook. Everything he makes was always jacked up. The Swedish chef can't cook. So I'm.
He's a chef.
He's a wreck.
I'm taking the Swedish chef out for a night.
You're gonna, oh, no.
Because he'll go in there with
no,
that.
No, Pete.
What?
Wow. Swedish chef, go. You're gonna
punch none of us in. Punch Fonz.
No. Yeah. I'm taking the Swedish chef out for the night because we're gonna go around. He's gonna get the girls. Coming all up to him, going with the accent.
They might be freaked out by him with that mustache.
They're gonna love the accent. And those freaking hands.
They might be freaked out by the guy with his hand up his ass making him talk.
Who's that guy behind you? I don't know. He's been there for years.
And then I'll wait for when Fozzie squirts me with the flour with the water. And then I'll hit him.
You done pissed me off.
You done it now, so, Fozzie.
Yeah, that's my four. All right, we're gonna do two more.
All right,
two more trios. Right, man. So Kevin, you're first.
All right, Dudley Johnson, or Arnold and Willis Drummond.
That's really hard.
Oh, I mean, I feel bad, so bad for Dudley. Do you take him in after you know what happens?
Yeah, what do you do?
Kid, like he's
was he one of the kids who was?
Oh no, unfortunately, we all know the episode.
But Dudley was a good kid.
He's a good kid, Dudley. He's a good kid, Dudley. I'm saying,
I know mine. It's crazy.
I'm gonna live with Dudley. I'm gonna live with Dudley because he's like a good kid.
And he's kind of laid back, Dudley.
Yeah, yeah. But you live he's with, like a regular but if you kid. Live with the other two, you live in a rich guy's house.
Dudley wasn't. Dudley,
you don't know. Did Mr. Drummond will it to them and give it to his daughter?
You never know.
Yeah, he might have said to hell with those kids.
Yeah, right. They ain't mine.
Yeah.
I'm gonna live with Dudley. What was Todd Bridges' name?
Willis.
I think I'm punching Arnold and going out with Willis.
Oh, no.
I'm punching Arnold right in the teeth. Like, hey,
he's missing him.
Yeah, yep. Taking him out.
I'm joking.
I'm definitely living with Dudley. Just a regular kid. Cool. I'm choking out Willis. Like, and I'll hang out with Arnold.
What'd you do to Willis?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't hit Arnold. I can't.
You don't have to hit him. You can trip him.
I know.
Trip him.
I'm living with Arnold because I'll be like living with a little kid brother all your life because he's so short and, you know, so I'm living with Arnold.
You're living with Arnold.
You two would make some pair.
Oh, my God. That would be the king of the dwarfs, Peter.
I'm living with Arnold. I'll hang out with Dudley for the night. We'll just chill out and hang out. I'll hang out with Dudley for the night. And then I'll take the crack pipe and hit Willis.
Peter.
The character wasn't on crack.
Peter.
I think I agree with Pete. I think I'm living with Arnold. I think Arnold would be cool. He was always neat. His room was always neat.
That's true. He was always neat. He's a good
kid. He was a goldfish.
He was a smart kid.
He was a smart kid. That's true.
I'd probably go out with Dudley because I think he'd be a cool dude to chill and definitely trip Willis or something. Like
trip Willis.
Throw Willis down the stairs of the mansion.
Throw him off the balcony.
There's another one. We all agree with Pete.
Yeah, we all agreed on the same one.
Yeah. No, Joey lived with
Willis.
No, that's right.
Me and Joey agreed, and you and Pete agreed.
Yeah.
All right.
Kev, you're up.
I did that. I did the
oh, that was you.
I did
okay.
Different strokes.
You only got two left, Joey, so make one of them good.
I know. I got a couple.
Oh, my last one's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Lenny Squiggy and the Big Ragu.
Oh, no.
I can't do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I thought about that. That was
wow.
God.
Lenny Squiggy or the
that's
Big Ragu.
That's
just
bad because I had Ralph. Potsy, I wasn't gonna use, I'm not going to use it, but I had Ralph Potsy and...
Whoa, this is tough.
And
Chuck?
No, Ralph Potsy and Chachi.
This is tough.
Oh, Chachi, the
Big Ragu is a boxer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot.
But you have to listen to his ass sing all the time.
Yeah, I know.
He's always practicing.
All right.
Yeah, like, surely come over being annoying.
That's true.
Good point,
God, this is hard.
How do you break up Lenny and Squeaky? Because they're like this
You gotta.
They're always together. Like,
you gotta.
All right. All right. This is easy then. I'd live with Lenny because he seems like a doofy, big, good guy who just like wants to hang out. I'm Lenny. So I'll hang out with Squiggy because Squiggy's always going to be at the house anyway, hanging out with Lenny. So I go out with Squiggy one night, just, you know, go to the pizza place or whatever. And then as soon as the big ragu does a pirouette into my room, I'm dropping him.
Drop the dress,
guy.
I'll
never go from Rex.
What did the ragu sing? Was that?
I don't
know. He sang anything like, they'll never go from rags to riches. Yeah. Was one of the songs he did.
They do like a spin.
All right. I'm like you. I'm living with Lenny because Lenny actually had a heart. They show him a couple times.
He's a good guy.
I'm living with Lenny. But I think I'm hanging out with the big ragu.
Hanging with the big ragu.
Oh.
Yeah, because I think we'd have a crazy night on the town. I'm hanging in with the big ragu. And Squiggy is so obnoxious and stupid that you could just hit him with a Coke bottle.
The greasy hand. Yeah,
it just slides off that hair. Is that grease or blood? Nope, it's grease.
Why'd you do that?
I'm hitting square to stupid head, Squiggy.
I think I'm with Pete on this because I think if you go out with Squiggy,
this is my buddy Squiggy.
But he might have a couple of beers in him and say something stupid to somebody.
he probably would.
Get your ass kicked.
Yeah, he probably would.
So yeah. I go with Ragu. I think he'd have, and I think I take Squiggy by his greasy head and put him in a sink and wash the grease out of his hair.
Give him the show,
like Pony Boy. Like Pony Boy.
Who the hell would I... Oh, man.
This has to be the final song, Pete, of the episode.
The Carmine song. Oh, man.
I wish I knew that at Christmas.
I don't know if you know what? I think
I'd rather go out with Laverne's
father
for the night.
I couldn't fight Lenny or Squiggy. I feel bad. Like, Ragu could at least take a punch. The two of them are like,
Carmine can take
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the two of them
get his ass, you get your ass kicked
you
by Carmine.
You know what
Carmine.
I do?
Nah.
If
Carmine was a boxer.
Yeah,
I think I'd dance.
I'm gonna, you know what?
He was athletic.
He was
athletic. I am taking out the big ragu once he comes up that greasy ass pole.
Oh, in Italy. Yeah.
Joey, he's a boxer. You're going to get your
he's
ass
coming
kicked.
Up the grease pole. He's going to be all
how do you hit Lenny and Squiggy?
Remember, you don't have to win the fight.
Man, he's got
to
hit
him. I can't hit Lenny. I can't hit Squiggy.
I was going to punch Squiggy in the head, but that's
bad. I feel bad about hitting Squiggy.
Squiggy. I was sitting there thinking, I can't punch Squiggy. He's a little grease ball.
It's like the Napoleon kick thing.
I can't live with Squiggy.
That's why I put his head in the water.
You can't go out with Squiggy because he's Squiggy. You're going to get...
It might be funny. That's why I would like to go out with
Squiggy. Punching Squiggy would be like punching your cousin. David, you know,
nuts with Squiggy. You know, you never know what's going to happen.
I'm taking that big ragu, living with Larry, and you know what?
Living with Lenny,
and I'm gonna go out with Squiggy and see.
Lenny was also a singer.
I don't know. See if my teeth work out. I guess I don't know.
The end of the day.
All right, Sean, you're up.
All right, I got one. I got the Skipper, Gilligan, or the Professor. Those are the three I choose from the island.
Living with the professor.
Yeah.
Why?
Because if you have any problems, he's going to figure it out. I'm living with the professor. I'm hanging out with the skipper.
He's a skipper.
Because he'll tell me old tales of sea.
Yeah, he'll sea stories, yeah.
I'm hanging out with the skipper.
He's going to get you tuned up, too. He'll be drinking something. He
and I would... punch Gilligan so hard, I'd send that white hat flying right into the SS Minnow.
Okay, I'd hit Gilligan in the head with a coconut. I would live with the skipper because you get those stories all day. And I bet you he cooks mean.
Don't you think you get bored after a while of those
stories? I think Skipper would be great, though. I think he's a good cook. He's been on the seas his whole life.
He looks like a solid guy, too.
And you're going to hang out with the professor?
Yeah, for a night, he'd probably pick his brain, be a nice conversation for a night. Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I'm definitely
trying to
Skipper.
To tell you what salicylic acid is.
Yeah, okay, you can always say, oh, sorry, man, my stomach's bothering me. I got to go.
My stomach's bothering me.
The food didn't sit well with me, Professor Lane.
Well, hold on. I'll make you some bromide.
Gilligan's got.
Yeah, Gilligan, you got everybody. I mean, everybody's taking out Gilligan. I headed with the coconut, an oar. Anything I could find that was near me, I'm taking Gilligan out with. Fish hook, gaff, it don't matter, anything. So I'm taking Gilligan out. Thinking with Peter, the guy, live with the professor because he's, again, he seems like he'd be neat and not too hard to deal with. Although he could be one of these borderline eccentric genius maniacs who's a complete disaster, doesn't clean, doesn't bathe. What I mean? Like, he could be one of those. It's a gamble. I'm living with the skipper, and I'll go out with the professor. I worry about the professor's
hygiene,
mental state that can cause bad hygiene.
But he's always clean on the island.
Yeah,
he's
always clean on the island. Yeah, that is true.
But some of those guys do.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't lose his mind on the island, but was he okay on the island? Because he's already out of his mind. And that was normal.
You're turning Gilligan's Island into an episode of Lost.
Yeah. I never watched Lost. I never watched the show.
Pete loved that show.
So did Sean.
My wife loved it too. Mine too.
Lost was great.
I don't get it.
That's right, Kevin. Your wife watched Lost.
I wasn't into it.
Great show.
Yeah, I tried. I just couldn't get a grasp.
I would live with Gilligan.
Again,
for the same reason I'd live with Rambo. Gilligan is a loyal buddy. He was the skipper's.
He'd annoy the shit out of you.
But he would do. It make me laugh sometimes. I could go off and get away from him.
You'd
it'd be
laugh
fine.
At Gilligan for about a week.
I would drop kick the professor as far as I could for the very reasons Joey just said.
You gotta watch him.
It could be a little bit off there. He could really. I don't know, and I'd hang out with the skipper for what all you guys say. Probably have some really cool stories, but I think he would get really annoying after a while, and he probably smelled funny.
This one's for
like
Sean.
Old spice. And fish, yeah.
Fish and old spice.
This one's for Sean.
Why is it for me?
Because I thought of you when I wrote this one.
Oh God.
Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, Thor.
God, live with Thor, no doubt.
Why?
He's a god. No one messing with you. He throws that hammer through.
Thor's a god.
He'll have make you strong, lift to work out with him.
How do you not live with a god?
You're talking about the movie guys right now. Okay.
Okay, then Thor? I would.
Was it Thor?
Go out with Stark and try to throw a punch at Captain America because it's not landing, but I would try. So that's how I'd live with Thor. No, live with Thor, hang out with Stark, attempt a punch at Cap.
All right, so I'm sitting here thinking, Kevin's changed my mind. I think I'm going to.
Thor would be the best,
I'm going to live with Captain America. Again, never around, always on a mission somewhere. You know your house is going to have healthy food in it.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
He's going to be super clean.
Yep.
Thor eats like an animal. He drinks all day.
Even if Cap's drinking.
He can have a punching bag somewhere.
Yeah, well, the house will have weights and punching bags. Cap, if he's drinking, he can't get drunk, so he's never going to turn into a drunk a-hole on
That's
it.
True.
Believes in law and order in America.
Believes in law and order. Thor... I'd take out Thor because when are you ever going to get a chance to punch a god in the face?
True.
You know, that's never going to happen.
True.
I'm going to kick Thor somewhere. It ain't going to do nothing. And then I think I'll go out with Stark because I couldn't live with Stark because he's too,
he's
you're talking
eccentric.
About
he's
not borderline maniac. Yeah. He is a maniac.
Talk about the professor.
Yeah.
Stark's
Stark's 10 times worse.
Yep.
Maybe.
And Sean?
I think I'm going out with Stark, like Joey said, because the guy was he's a party animal. Every time he goes out, it's a party. It's some big, lavish thing with lots of food. So I'm going out with Stark. I agree with Joey. I'm living with Captain America because the guy is just, he's
motivated.
You're getting out of bed. He lives a very healthy, lifestyle, no real technology. He's back in the day. Like, he's all about
radios and books.
Yeah, just living with Captain America. And I would probably take a swing at Thor. Because Joey's right. Like, at what point do you get to try to, take out a god?
Yeah, you only need one shot. It ain't going to work at all.
No, you're dead.
You're going to die.
You're dead, man.
You know what? That kind of convinced me because I'm like thinking, then you got to deal with his dick brother.
Yeah, and all his family problems.
Yeah, got a lot of issues.
But you would be living in Asgard.
That's sick.
I'm still living with Thor. Thor kick his brother's ass for me.
All right. I am living with Tony Stark because that mansion, live with that kind of money.
But then you got
to
live with Pepper Potts.
Didn't they attack the mansion and destroy it?
You don't think he built something?
I'm sure.
All right, I'll go live at freaking the Avengers compound.
But then you're not living with Stark.
You are, because that's where wherever
maybe
he's
he'd give you an Iron Man suit.
Wherever he's and he'd give me he an give Iron, him an Man, Iron Man suit.
So you're going to live with him and his wife.
He's going to give you an Iron Man suit. He'd straighten you right out.
Exactly. He'd fix Pete.
Oh, do you fix you?
I would definitely live with Tony Stark.
That's a great choice for you.
That's a great choice.
Yeah.
I thought he'd operate on you without having to knock you out.
You got to it before I got to the...
I'm actually going to text Elon Musk.
So I would live with Tony Stark. I'd hang out with Thor for a night on Asgard, because when that guy celebrates, that's a celebration.
Yeah,
that's a lot. So that's I'd hang out with
you
Thor
love
for
that
a night.
Meat. Drink. Oh, you're not the drink so much. The meat, turkey legs, ham.
Whatever bird they have.
Or a bird they have, probably sells with pterodactyl.
And I would probably take a chance, as long as I can get past the shield and maybe just try to punch Steve Rogers in the nuts or something.
You break your hand. Those are legitimate brass balls.
So that's my three. That's how I would do it.
All right. I'm ending on this.
This is your last one. Yep. Everybody gets one more each.
One more. All right.
Cool. Ready? Ren McCormick, Willard, or Chuck?
Wait a second.
Footloose.
Which is Chuck?
Oh, Chuck's the bad Footloose boyfriend.
Oh, everybody's going to punch Chuck.
Not me.
What?
Now you'll see.
Chuck's the bad boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Willard is a Chris Penn.
Chris Penn. Ren McCormick.
I'm punching McCormick. going out with the bad boyfriend. I'm living with Willard. Willard's a big tough farm boy. Yep. I can, wake up early. Yep. Traditional hardcore American lifestyle. Yep. That's good living. And totally.
McCormick.
Yeah, he's getting it right in the face. Yep.
I can't believe you wanna
I'm gonna wear a pair of red boots when I do it.
What's wrong? With you? Footloose finish.
I would. I agree with Joey. I definitely live with the friend on the farm. Yeah, absolutely, 100% farm living.
Right. Teach how to dance.
Been jumping off. I've been doing flips off of tractors.
He had that weird dance where he was like kicking his legs out. Yeah.
Oh, his dance like a T-man.
Oh, it'd be great.
It's like a busted up Charleston.
I think him to start saying to feel he had a brain.
I go out with Ren McCormick because he knew all the cool places to go because he was like the cool out of towner.
You could dance.
And then I would punch the boyfriend in the face.
All right.
Chuck. I drop. Yeah.
Pete's laughing on about Chuck.
This is gonna blow a snot. He's gonna blow a snot any minute.
Oh, God. I don't know why I thought this in my last
word.
Those three names are so freaking stupid. Ren
McCormick,
Willard, and Chuck. Like when they wrote down the character list, like, hold on, I got three awesome names here.
I often wonder that. Like when these guys are writing some of this, like, what do you think of writing that?
Right, like,
what do
you think? I got this lead character, this young kid, he's 18 from Chicago. Oh, let's call him Ren.
And then Kevin and Sean saw the Broadway show of it too.
Oh, that was awful.
All right, Pete.
What are you doing, Pete?
I'm gonna try to take a different approach here. I'll probably live with Chuck because he's going to be in jail 3 quarters of the time.
Or you may be in the middle of a domestic violence
you could
call,
be.
Man.
Or meth lab.
Yeah, meth lab. You don't know what you're getting. You don't know.
The meth will help you lose some weight.
I'll get the house to myself most of the time, all right? So I'll hang out with Willard. Because I just think he'd be a fun goofball.
And then we get the shit kicked at him at the bar.
Yeah. I'll hang out with Willard. And then once Ren comes up and starts doing his dance move, I'll take my walker and slide him out from under his legs. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Oh, I'm crying.
I can't believe you picked those for your last three.
Oh, you're crying over you.
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny.
Because I would have never thought of it. The fact, because you did not remember his name was Chuck. You probably had to look that
shit
up.
His name was Chuck.
Unbelievable.
Because what's his name says it at the prom fight.
Oh, man.
Sarah Jessica Parker. She said that she has a little Chuck.
Chuck's outside.
Sarah Jessica Horseface.
I think I'm with Joey, though. I think I live with Willard.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Hang out with Chuck because it might be a crazy night. And then
kick Ren in the chest with red boots.
Right, with the red boots. I got a couple. I don't want to. I don't know, man. I got a couple funny.
I had a couple of funny ones.
I don't know if I should keep it in movies or if I should go to sitcoms. I got a couple.
No, keep it in a movie.
Keep it in a movie.
I'm just picturing Chris Penn dancing right now.
All
right. He danced like the Tin Man. If you go back and watch,
well, wasn't that when they played "Let's Hear It for the Boy"?
"Let's Hear It for the Boy" was his song. And then they show Kevin Bacon cracking up laughing because he was probably looking at Chris Penn dancing and said, "That is freaking funny."
And then he had like a yellow like Poncherello work boot work gloves on.
He's doing a workout.
Yeah, the hands, the knees. This is a busted. It's a busted up Charleston.
He just danced.
All right. So my last one is gonna be.
Let's dance.
You know, I'm gonna have to close the show with a Footloose song.
You know, I like when they're in court and he takes the Bible up to the preacher and goes, and they sing and they danced.
You think John Lithgow looks back at that movie and goes, "What the hell was I doing in this?"
His son was in the movie.
Lithgow?
Yeah. Really?
Where?
Look it up. I think he's one of the Ren's cousins. No, these are one of the kids.
Oh, one of the kids?
Yeah.
He's throwing the dude down the toilet bowl. Wasn't me.
That kid in school.
Yeah, he's going to give him weed or whatever. And he's like, "Nah, I don't want that, man. I don't want that." He puts it in his pocket, runs out, and the gym teacher walks in.
I go back and I look at that movie and I go, "What the hell did I like about this movie back in '83?
It was a soundtrack.
Yeah. Soundtrack. Man. You love Kenny Loggins.
We've talked about this.
That's your boy.
I broke my backside in Sunrise Mall.
We said that last week.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. All right, I'll keep it in movies. I got Martin Riggs, Roger Murtaugh, Leo Getz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going out with Riggs because it'll be a wild night. I'm living with Murtaugh because he's just a chill, retired guy. Looks like he has a very healthy home lifestyle. Like, you know, it's just come home, eat dinner, go to bed, go to work.
Trish.
Very regular. Yep, I'm living with Trish.
Get the kids.
I'm living with them all, and I am definitely jumping out of a window at Leo Getz and pushing him away from the pool. As we're going down, sorry, Leo.
I don't know. Maybe worth going out with Leo Getz because whatever Leo wants,
going
Leo
Martin.
Gets.
I'm going out Martin in the first Lethal Weapon when he was a bit of a maniac.
I think I'm living with Riggs.
In the trailer?
Oh, God.
I think I'm living with Riggs.
Man, that's crazy. That guy puts a gun in his mouth.
Well, he doesn't live in the trailer in the fourth film.
Yeah, he does. Him and Rene Russo.
I don't think they're living in the trailer, are they?
I don't know. I'd have to watch. It's been
a time. But you know, you would never be as safe as you were if you lived with Riggs.
He might kill you.
It's like a Rambo situation.
Yeah, it's like another Rambo. Yeah, he's a crazy Vietnam vet. Like, you gotta remember that, him and Murtaugh.
So you're living with Murtaugh?
I'm definitely living with Murtaugh.
Family man.
Guy has a suburban lifestyle, chilling.
All right, you're changing my mind. I'll live with Murtaugh.
His wife was a bad cook, but I mean, you can get over that.
He's an excellent writer.
He gets to take baths and stuff. Chill.
I'll live with Murtaugh. I'll go out with Riggs for the night because that guy can drink. And I guess I'm punching Leo.
Taking Leo out?
Yeah, I'm taking Leo out because you know it's going to be an easy punch because that guy could take a punch.
He's a little guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. That's it.
That was a great stunt when they jumped out that window.
That was a great stunt.
Into the pool.
It was slow motion, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. Great shots.
Just thinking of it just now. Yeah.
I think, and that was the end of the trailer because he goes, where were you? Why did you come after me? He goes, I'm 15 floors up.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the trailer, yeah.
Practical stunts in movies.
That was a good one. That was a good stunt.
Miss the days.
We do a show on that.
What are you?
I can't live with Murtaugh. There's too many kids in the house. There's too much shit.
You got the same amount of kids.
Yeah, but if it's just me, I'm living with Leo. The reason why, you know, he's got some scam going where you probably don't got to pay rent or a mortgage.
He's a real estate broker, too.
Right, so I mean, he's probably got some scam where he's like, "Don't worry, Leo. We're the Leo guy. We got to don't pay rent." And he's probably living a scam in some big house. I would probably punch Murtaugh because I think that's an easy win. And definitely
punching the old man.
Yeah, he's not an old man. And go out with Riggs.
Murtaugh's a tough old bastard.
I ain't too old for this shit.
Oh, maybe I'll grapple with Murtaugh.
Let's choke him out.
Grapple Murtaugh. And definitely go out with Riggs.
I'm gonna live with Leo because if you remember, Leo goes into Riggs' apartment
yep.
or whatever, and goes bonkers.
No, I got it.
So I'm going to live with Lee because he's clean. Okay, mm-hmm. Earth County, you're probably running some scammer.
Yep.
But you're probably getting money from the government. Yep. For absolutely no reason.
Yep.
And then he's going to wash the money for you. He's going to do good for you.
He's going to wash the money. Wash money.
Leo's going to take care of you. I'm living with Leo.
Yeah.
I say I go out with Murtaugh. Because a lot of war stories, but keep it mellow. You don't got to worry about him flipping and out.
It might be an easy night, like the Golden Corral at Murtaugh and the family.
Yeah, nice slow, a couple of scotches, kick back. Not super wild, but a lot of good stories. And then Riggs is just, he's such a powder keg. You can't live with a man like that. A man who's suicidal, constantly suicidal. Yeah. I mean, he gets better.
You know, if you try to punch him, you're getting your ass kicked.
I will take his ass out, bro.
He's a special forces. Who you're cares? Getting your ass
He's got
kicked.
A bad shoulder.
A bum shoulder. I ain't
bad caring. Shoulder.
You want a shot at the title? He can come talk to me about it.
Yep.
Title.
One arm bar away from a tap.
Yep. Sharon, what's your final three?
All right. This is going to sound weird, but it's probably going to be fire. So I'm going to say the Smurfs.
Oh, come on.
The Thundercats. Or the Voltron crew.
Pete, you're up. I got this one, I think.
Wow. This is going to be bad for Pete because we grew up in a different time.
Many Smurfs.
What a magical land, though.
I'm living with the Smurfs. There's no doubt
about that. You've been in with the Smurfs.
Wait, what's
the Smurfs thing?
Sticky Smurf.
You're constantly stinky.
Come on.
Snotty Smurf,
yeah.
Why? Because I just had it. It's never happened to me before. Your problem is here. I don't know anything about Smurf.
You don't know Voltron or the Thundercats.
I know,
but Kevin and Joey do.
All right, wait, no.
Smurf. No, I got it. All right. Perfy this will Smurf. Be better. I saw it on Pete's thing. We're going to do Mickey, Donald, or Goofy.
Oh. I had that too.
You had that, Joey?
I had that too.
I think that'll be more. Get a funny Smurf joke out of that, though. Yeah,
right. Mickey, Donald, or Goofy.
All right.
Mickey, Donald, or Goofy. All right.
I'm hanging with Donald. For the night, because that duck is a maniac.
You gonna understand anything he says?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. I'm hanging with Donald for the night because that duck is a maniac.
Temper. He's a hothead.
Yeah. He gets in some trouble.
I've actually watched an egg be fried on his head before.
Yep. Yeah. All right. I'm hanging with Donald for the night, living with Mickey. And Goofy is just so stupid.
But he's big.
He's a big dude, man.
Goofy. But he's just so stupid.
He's a big.
No, I'd punch Pluto.
It's not Pluto. It's not Pluto.
I'd punch Goofy.
Punch Goofy. Live with Mickey.
Live with Mickey. Goofy. Oh, gosh. Because you punch him, he's not even going to feel it.
Huh? Morning, Pete.
Mickey, I have breakfast ready for you.
Yeah, Mickey.
Would love it.
I agree. Mickey's up at the crack of dawn.
Yep.
Like smiling, making pancakes.
Make you feel good.
You'll clean your bathroom. Mickey's probably
clean the bathroom.
He might be the best guy to live with on this entire list. Mickey Mouse.
I agree, Mickey
but
Mouse.
The voice, though, with the voice, it just makes
doesn't
crack
matter.
It's all right.
Doesn't matter. Gets you up in the morning. Hi, get up.
Yeah, you
can't. You lived with that voice all your life with your cousin.
You can't live with Donald. I mean, he tried to. Remember the Christmas special where the two chipmunks came and wrecked his house? Like, he's a hothead.
So, are you punching Donald or are you punching Goofy?
Oh, God. I probably got to agree with you, Pete. Go out with Donald because it might be a wild ride. And then, going after Goof.
Oh, bless you.
No, horse not. You're up, Joe.
No, not like you. Mm. Your brain came out.
You know, that voice. I do agree with all the goodness about Mickey, but that voice over.
Yeah.
The voice is just going to take me. You can't go out with Mickey.
And you know what? I'm thinking about the Pluto movie. Pluto kept a nice home.
Goofy
kept a nice home.
He did.
Things. It was always neat.
And he had his son that he took care of.
Oh, didn't he have a couple episodes with that trailer?
And then I was going to say, Mickey and Donald, both of those lame-ass nephews that are coming around all the time. You know what? I'm going to live with Goofy.
Dude,
I live with Goofy because he's a single guy. He can, he's easygoing. He's a goof. He's a goofball. He can make you laugh. Now he's not gonna make it. He'll make you happy too. He'll crack you up.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll crack you up.
I'm just gonna I'm gonna rip those ears off, Mickey. Rip them bad boys off.
Ooh.
And then I go out with Donald because he's, you know, he's a hothead, but you know, he'll be fun to go out with.
Hell so all three of us will go out with Donald.
The military guy, Navy stories, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going out with
Navy stories.
He's a Navy guy.
I would agree with Joey. I would go out with Donald.
All four of us would go out with Donald.
Keep him under control.
Fun time.
I would live with Goofy, even though he's probably clumsy as hell, and your house is going to get wrecked. Yeah. I just agree with Joey. I think Mickey would be so irritating to live with that I just couldn't take it. I think Goofy would be more chill, and I would DDT Mickey.
And sometimes, sometimes in the morning when I wake up, like, I'm not happy. Like, get your ass out of here.
Yeah, I don't want to be happy.
It's like 5:45 in the morning.
I just want a guy, he's walking around like, hey, Grisha.
Like, do you want that sunshine in your face right away? Come on, Joey. Get the F out of my face. I got to take
it. It's like an over-caffeinated, like, squeak toy.
Yeah, he's all amped up all the time.
Yeah, Goofy might be chill to live with, actually.
This last one I think is too easy. I was going to give you a Maverick, Goose, and Iceman, but that's too easy.
Yeah.
I got a couple over if you want to take a look.
Give me a list, because I have one more that I can do, but let me see your list.
Do one more, Peter.
I got a couple of sitcoms.
Well, we should have done Quint Brody.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Quint Hooper.
See, we've talked about that.
That's easy, too, because everybody's going to punch Hooper.
Yeah, that's easy.
All right, here's one.
You went unprepared.
I've got more on the list.
He did have a lot on there. I saw his list. He did have which one, Joe?
I have more.
Oh, a little Saved by the Bell.
No, above it.
Oh.
All right. I'm going out with Sesame Street.
We did the Muppets. We did.
I did the Muppets, but now I'm doing Sesame Street.
It's the same thing.
Oh, here.
I got one.
What?
Wolfman, Dracula, or the Mummy?
I had the Wolfman, Dracula, Frankenstein.
Because you're in Frankenstein.
All right, let's finish up. All right. Dracula, Wolfman, Frankenstein.
That's tough. That is tough.
I also had Myers Voorhees Kruger.
No, I like that one. I like the old again?
Dracula, Wolfman, Frankenstein. I had that.
That's
Dracula,
tough.
Wolfman.
Kevin's making notes.
That's well, tough.
This is hard around. For him because he's a universal guy.
I love
guy.
These guys, but
they all have their.
I got a problem.
All their ups and downs.
Live with Dracula because be quiet during the day.
During the day, though.
Yeah, but at the night, you have the children of the night and making all those noises.
He's got concubines, you know, they make noise and
shit.
Yeah,
but he's quiet. He moves in silence.
Lives in a cool big castle.
Yeah, you don't know where he is. He moves swiftly at night.
Like, what is that? Wolfman?
He's not walking.
The Wolfman lives in like a cottage.
I'd have to live with Frankenstein because I think the Wolfman would smell like nasty. And I probably have to try to fight the Wolfman after he probably brought my throat out, or I'd shoot him with a silver bullet.
Great movie. We just talked about Silver Bullet.
I live with Dracula because he's quiet during the day.
I got a different way I'm going to approach that.
I definitely go out with Frankenstein. Again, he's like Chewbacca, bodyguard.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like Chewbacca. That's
he breaks someone in half, you do whatever. Like, same thing as Chewbacca. You walk to a casino with Frankenstein.
And he probably stinks, Frankenstein. And you can't. Dead bodies. You don't want to live with him.
Well, like, who's going to mess with that guy? There's your muscle for the night.
I mean, I don't think I can live with Dracula because at nighttime, like, when is he? Maybe he's coming for you. He's hungry.
No, he wouldn't come after you.
He wouldn't come after you. You're living with him. He's not coming after
you. Would you turn into his Renfield, though?
Yeah,
it could be.
Listen, I sleep at night. I'll be up during the day. You do your thing at night. I do mine during the day.
I'll make sure nobody bothers you.
Yeah. Big ass
castle.
You'd be
like Guillermo.
Yeah, Guillermo from What's We Do in the Shadows.
I think I'm living with the wolf, man, because he's the only one who's human most of the time.
That's true.
And I know I would just keep a log of the moon.
I didn't
and
think
when the
of
full
that.
Moon was coming, my ass is gone.
Yeah, just take a
I'm in
vacation
a hotel,
for 3 days.
Wherever.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm when I come home, he's back to normal.
Give him an Ambien. Full moon comes
up. Give him an Ambien, knock him out for 3 days.
So I can knock him out for when the full moon comes. I'm gonna jack him up.
That's true.
Shit.
That's a good point.
Because he was a good guy, the wolf man. I mean, he wasn't the wolf. He was like a good person.
Yeah, and then Dracula, I'm just going to kick him in the spine. And then I'm going to go out with Frankenstein because I think, again,
has big shoes.
Big ass shoes. And
Frankenstein.
You know, no one's going to
bother. He was wearing a suit, for the most part.
Yeah, he dresses up. Yeah. You get into any ball with him.
Hell yeah.
You want to go.
And he was nice.
Yeah, I'm going to nice. Live with the Wolfman because he's mostly human. Then I'm going to, I'm going to kick Dracula's ass. Right,
the Wolfman was rich.
The Wolfman had money.
Yeah, his dad was
Wolfman's
rich.
Got nards. Yeah, and I'm going to kick Dracula, go out with Frankenstein, and
I would live with Dracula because, again, he has a big castle. He's rich as hell.
He's rich as hell.
Like Kevin said, during the day, the place is yours. And, like, just come to an understanding at night. Listen, leave me alone. Like, I'm just going to lock my door. Like, leave your people out of my shit.
Trust Dracula to do that.
No.
Yeah, if you're living with him, you have to come up with, he's your roommate, so you'd have to come up with some kind of terms.
Yeah, that's true.
And but he lives in the castle. I would definitely go out with Frankenstein because, like I said, he's sharp. He's dressed in a kind of a suit. He's a brawler. Like, just don't go anywhere there's a fire or a candle or anything like that. And
he would beat people up for you.
Yeah, and he'd probably be interesting to talk to because he's got, you know.
To talk to? He don't talk.
He grunts. No, he's got.
He's a great. You know what? It's good that he's a great listener.
Yeah.
He'll sit there and listen to you.
I can't breathe. But so overanalyzed.
He's a great conversation piece. Like, he stands a tall, far above everybody else in the bar. It's the first thing you see.
What are those doing your neck? What are those for?
Yeah, what is that? Oh, why do you have two different color arms? What's happening with that? And then I'd go after the Wolfman. I would take my chances when he's a human.
Yeah.
And I could beat him up.
Yeah.
All right, with me.
Frankenstein got New Balance. Like,
he's got big black shoes.
I was going to say, you steal my.
You can share clothes.
I was going to say, Frankenstein, I got the same deep shoes.
He's probably a 4X.
But you know what? With him, you go to a costume party, you're all set. You go hang out with Frankenstein.
That's true. It's a great Halloween.
All right, I'm Pete. Probably living. I'm probably. I hate to end like this, but I'm probably. I'm living in Dracula's castle.
Yeah, it's a party, man.
It's a castle. You can have whatever you want.
And during the day, it's all yours.
Right, and I know he's not going to bother me at night. Okay, Vlad, I'm going to sleep. I'll see you right before dawn.
Right.
I'm going to sleep.
No.
And Larry Talbot, just hit him inside the head with a pipe while he's...
Full moon, bitch, bong!
Yeah. Okay, see you in 3 days.
I guess I slept in that Ambien.
That's the way I'm doing it. So this was
this is interesting. I got a couple more, but
this was
interesting little.
It was fun.
Interesting
bodily fluids and all. This was
that was.
We have to edit that.
Are we gonna leave that in there?
I'm leaving it in. We don't. We don't edit.
That was bad.
It was
though.
Hilarious.
You had like a giant.
It looked like a slug on your face.
Part of your brain hanging out of your nostril.
I was a little congested. I was drinking water. Then when I looked up what Donkey Punch actually was, I lost my mind because that wasn't at all what I expected.
It went in your mouth a little bit.
Yeah, your face and your chin.
Because I was laughing. I was trying because I didn't want to laugh
one
in the middle
of the things I've ever seen.
That was so gross.
I've never seen anything like that going to somebody's face before.
And then he couldn't get it. Why couldn't you get it off? Like, why did it stay on for so long?
Everywhere.
It was sticky.
It was sticky.
His little brain came out.
Sticky Smurf.
All right. Joey, thanks for being the guest.
Always a pleasure. Anytime, guys. Thanks for having me
back. Quick trivia question. What was the name of Lenny and Squiggy's band?
Lenny and Squiggy's band. Good question. He's looking at it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I can't answer it.
Lenny and the Squig Tones.
That's right. That's right.
That's a great name.
I don't even remember they had a band on that show.
Hello.
The band.
Hello.
The band.
The band.
The band. Well, don't forget, I think Lenny kind of had a crush on Laverne.
Well, you would think they were like the male version of Laverne and Shirley, but dumb.
Because there was an episode where Laverne thought she was pregnant and Lenny proposed to her, so she wouldn't have to have a kid childless.
Lenny was fatherless.
Oh, my God. See, he lost his brain.
You did lose part of your brain. Your frontal lobe.
All right, Peter.
I've been potting all day for crying out loud.
Yeah, stop smoking that.
All right, so like us, leave a review on Stitcher. Stitcher's gone. On Spotify, iTunes, your podcast platform of choice. Any reviews help.
And as Pete's going to tell you,
stay Bucky, bitch.
Show. oh, oh.